Now, this is a song we wrote together while Chris was visiting me. There is a website that you may have heard, just because I mentioned it a lot, called songfight.org. They give a title, and a bunch of musicians will write a song just starting with that title. And Chris and I did one together. This one is called Strictly Speaking. That's the title we started with, and this is what we came up with. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Strictly speaking, I'm not on fire. Strictly speaking, shoes are not tires. You are an Illinoisan, I'm not, but not by choice, and I want to visit you, but 40 cents won't make it happen. I just got fired from Starbucks, I'd like all the hard luck, and I'm the whitest, so I won't make any cash from rapping. We're so far apart, and yet I love you oh so much. I can't help but wonder why you haven't kept in touch. Beavers on the wall, beavers on the wall, beavers on the wall, beavers on the wall. Strictly speaking, I got distracted. Ignore that chorus, consider it redacted. What was I gonna say? I guess I lost my place. Oh right, I was discussing our distant relationship, and I think you're wicked neat, but I feel a bit defeated. I got a feeling that you're gonna try to call it quits, and we're so far apart, and yet I love you oh so much. I can't help but wonder why you haven't kept in touch. Thumb sucking ape. I'm sorry, there's a bunch of distracting stuff in my room. I think my lack of focus might have led to more impending. Cat biscuits, what do they mean? Cat biscuits, what do they... Ah, she closed the chat window. Thank you, everyone!
All right. Some of you people out there have been shouting this preemptively. Well, folks, it's the sing-along portion of the evening. Yeah. For those of you uninitiated, this began at MarsCon a couple years ago by a good pal. You'll hear the story in the song. 4 times in the chorus, 8 times in the bridge. I think you're gonna catch on. If not, look to your friend next to you, they'll tell you. Some folks recognize I'm the clown of the class, that I tend to be kind of a wise ass. I'm always quick to say something snappy. Making you laugh is what makes me happy. But there are times when I shouldn't speak. I know it's wrong, but my will is weak. And I think my friends would shove me in a creek to get this geek to shut his beak. I tend to often run off at the mouth. A verbal coffin size of Brandon Routh. That you're trapped inside and you can't get out. And so my friends feel the need to shout. Just like my pal, TV's Kyle. I said something to make him smile. It's just my style, shot from the aisle. But you'd think I did something vile. But what Kyle said to me upon that fateful night is now repeated endlessly whenever I'm in sight.
Shut up,
yeah. That's what they shout. Why he does it, I can't figure it out.
Shut up, yeah.
It's sad but true. Why do this to me? I wouldn't to you.
Shut up, yeah.
You're making me sad. Why does everyone remind me of my dad?
Shut up, yeah.
That's the name of this song. I'm really sad and you all sing along. As you can see, this bothers me a lot. You might think I'm being sensitive, I'm not, but you can't imagine how annoying it is to hear that phrase when you're trying to whiz at the grocery store, at the local mall. I hear it whenever my grandmother calls. It's enough to drive a person crazy. I hear it most often from my wife, the Stacy. When I'm on a podcast and talking aloud about my new song, of which I'm most proud, all of a sudden I imagine a crowd all ready to shout it, but that's not allowed. I know when I speak I am taking a gamble, because I have a tendency to endlessly ramble. Some folks may not think it, that they may be scarred, but some folks may not say it, but they think it really hard. Every single day this happens, why do this to me? My name's insane, but just the same, now I need therapy!
Shut up, yeah!
That's what they say, it's such a simple phrase, but it ruins my day!
Shut up, yeah!
It's sad, but true, why does everyone want to do this?
Shut up, yeah!
Making the...
Shut up, yeah!
Oh, here's the bridge, you know your part. I reviewed a game!
Shut up, Ian!
This pasta is lame!
Shut up, Ian!
I think I fear ticks!
Shut up, Ian!
All songs have lyrics!
Shut up, Ian!
I'm making a list!
Shut up, Ian!
You're making me pissed!
Shut up, Ian!
Will Wheaton had me blocked!
Shut up, Ian!
Achievement unlocked!
Shut up, Ian!
This was starting to become an issue. I should have probably bought stock in tissues, but then something crazy occurred and changed the life of this small nerd. Instead of checking my emotional health and setting down my mental health, I put my pride upon the shelf and then learned to censor myself. Instead of ranting on and on, I'll stop myself from saying something dumb. I won't try to stop everyone from yelling at me because they're having fun. It's all okay. It's only feelings. I'm not deflecting. No, I'm dealing. This revelation has sent me reeling. I'll take it back with thunder stealing. Instead of taking history and trying to erase it, I think it might be good of me if I learn to embrace it.
Shut up, Ian!
That's what you say to me? Foot so far in my mouth or I choke on my knee?
Shut up, Ian!
And that's what we shout. It's such a simple phrase. Help me through the day.
Shut up, Ian!
I know it's a lot. You might think I'm crazy. Well, I'm not.
Shut up, Ian!
That's the name of this song. I've stolen your thunder. No need to sing along. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Insane Ian. Good night.
Okay, this next one, I performed this one once ever, so I figured, you know, it's a great idea to do it now. I've gotten a lot of requests to do this one over the years. I did it once, which I believe was actually at my first MarsCon, and I did it with a cheat sheet, and I did it with two other people helping me. I've had like 10 years to memorize the words for this, so I started last week, and I let's see if we can all get through this together.
Ergonomic noodles for apathy. Structured clam dip produces a hexagonal surprise. Twineless? Why must you use your Lallermal sock to levitate butter for the purpose of smuggling Frenchmen across the countertop? Are you Mommy Jesus again? You can't bludgeon the sandwich with the same sandwich you're trying to bludgeon, no matter how much you resemble the naked happy super snail of pain and his magic puppet Erwin the Insolent. Everything smells like either David Hasselhoff or members of his immediate entourage. I'll be gosh darned if I'm going to swallow hot lubricated sandals to support that otter notcher in his favorite since Cotton Show Pony, no matter how much you gibber and somersault over your nun. We each know a loaf, and we each know another loaf, and yet, here comes Willard. Unpleasantness and liverwurst go hand in hand like burglars and scones twisted listlessly and diabolically to the shapes of your favorite WWF superstars. Twist the nipples of the Antichrist and receive 5 prunes and a chisel. This trapezoid is full of rage. And also scrod. Ethel the transparent waitress has clearly eaten your last nostril and is squirming and exploding all over your stupid boat. Licking swastikas doesn't make you a muppet. We've all got ideas of sausages and sauerkraut and scoliosis and a crayon that's been up Betty White's nose, but we can't just sway in a potentially eggless sandbox while parkas copulate noisily and bloated frogmen lazily pick lint from the butt crack of the sunset. We have put 9 mustards in a mildly neutered buffalo with a throbbing infection that is neither erotic nor Paraguay. In a world devoid of catheters, I tap dance listlessly on boobs of your ancestors as corn tickles conically and Annie finds a suspiciously hairless magnet. How dare you trade felt for obedience while your in-laws remain flammable? Though you measure your abstinence with toothbrush after toothbrush of warm barnacles and fat thermometers, mock not the absorbency of geese. There's no I in cucumber, there's no Q in incest, and there's no elevator in Ted dancing. Unfurl your inner kumquat, give rice pads and yogurt to the east, grizzle melted children from clam to clam, kicking ketchup and violating every available nugget with a balloon of your choice. I suffocate your indigestible tomahawk. I am never a carrot, and nobody blessed my anti-pruny helmet. Stop trying to shave God!
Thank you. How sad is it that I didn't anticipate this? All right, live fade out. Always a good idea. Let's see. Oh, there we go.
And please welcome to the stage for my final song, final and last, my special guest, Kenny Rogers. And Luke. Okay.
Hello, Carrie. It's good to see you again. Kenny Rogers is happy to be here.
Have you seen the new episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I haven't had time to.
How could you not have time?
Look, Kenny Rogers is busy at the moment. Kenny Rogers has kids. So, Kenny Rogers.
Have you seen the series finale of Dexter?
No, but I got a Netflix, so don't tell me how it ends.
Okay, well, let's just talk about how awesome Breaking Bad is.
No, look, I got a T-Bone. Kenny Rogers needs you to leave the stage right now.
Fine, I'll go to the camera.
Sorry. It's all about having kids, isn't it, Carrie?
Yes, it is. I thought grown up time just was not for moms. 'Cause once my child would snooze, the time for fun was gone, all gone.
I feared my kid would never fall asleep. No time for grown up stuff.
But wait, his eyes are shut. I'm finally gonna get to goof off soon. Oh, almost parent time. Time for blues and salty food. Almost parent time. Watch violence and nudity.
A child more than life itself, but I'd almost given up on all the DVDs and Blu-rays and special editions on my shelf,
and all those games I saved for the next blue moon, and I wanna watch my shows,
but wait, oh, look,
my kid's starting to doze. Call the DM.
This is not a drill. Oh, almost parent time.
Got RPGs at my door.
Got a pair of dice.
Chips and Mountain Dew and more. I swear those magic missiles will be so sublime.
Night.
Almost parent time.
He's lying down his sleepy head.
Almost parent time.
Cue up the walking dead. I'll dust the cobwebs off my no-no toys tonight.
Kenny Rogers like that.
Parent time.
You have seen Sherlock, though.
Oh, I know.
Come on.
Kenny Rogers doesn't have time. He's got kids.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm just...
Well, you've seen the Lego movie, then.
Well, only because I have kids I got to see that.
Cool.
But I didn't get to see the end.
Thank you. Take a bow.
Thank you, Carol.
How are you guys enjoying MarsCon?
I'm loving it.
So you're saying you're having a pretty good day right now, huh?
I would say that I bet
none of you have had a day better than this recently. It's a pretty good day.
You can tell.
Yeah. No, okay. Well,
No, wait, no. I have had a better day.
Really? Well, then, let's just find out all about our respective days.
Hey, mister. Change. You got change?
Oh, sure.
85. 95.
Choreography.
$1. Thanks, mister.
I woke up on the right side of the bed today. It looks like everything is gonna go my way. I got to the table, there was sushi for breakfast. I thought it was unusual, but I'm gonna question this. Nintendo says there's a new Donkey Kong game, and they sent me a copy to confirm it's not lame. I thought I'd take a walk, so I stepped outside. Chocolate chip cookies were just pouring from the sky. I looked at my iPod, and what did I see? But a new Spindle Band album loaded up for me. Just when I thought it couldn't get any better, a girl walked up to me and she is feeling that sweater. She said, hi, I'm from Hogwarts and I'm proud to announce you're accepted into Rachel Call. You want to see me bounce? I'm not just gonna say yes, I'm gonna holler. I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
If I had my 3DS, that'd be totally baller.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Let me
tell you about the best day I ever knew. I won all the money in my GameStop suit. I went online and went straight to YouTube, and my TikTok video had 13 billion views. I opened up my email, and what did I see? A treasure map to find all those copies of E.T. for 2,600 that were buried in the desert. On top was a note, and I'll read you this excerpt. You found the lost games, now bring them to me. The note was signed by Christina Ricci. It had an address and a plane ticket attached. It didn't take long for that plan to be hatched. I hopped on a flight, I arrived at her home. She was wearing a bikini and she handed me some scones. She gave me her number and she told me to call her. Well, I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Do you have change? You don't have anything smaller.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
It's the best day. I got a cake made of carrots, made for me by a flock of baby parrots. They're my wee chubby minions, and I'm proud to say that the clever little birds arrange a cheese parade. It's led by all the pretty tokusatsu boys, who were taken aback by my charming voice. But I've gotta leave before it gets too tawdry, cause at 8 o'clock tonight, I play the part of Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors, my favorite play. And I am only just one day away from grabbing Carrie Elwes and some coffee in a flagon and hopping aboard my rocket-powered dragon. Gonna visit all my friends who live at a distance, give the brand new Tally Hall album a listen. I'm not just gonna chuckle, I'm gonna loller. I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Getting married in October and I couldn't feel taller.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I can out-marry Sue, the three of you two, cause today I won Monopoly while I was playing Clue. Got the 1%er, give teachers their salaries, and I made her bacon with negative calories. Went back in time and stopped the Boston Massacre with the aid of my real working flux capacitor. Grumped Lindsay Lohan when I made a pass at her.
Luke, I need your help.
Sure thing, John Lasseter. I'll do the lead voice in the next Pixar flick, but only if you bring back the Muppet Show quick and greenlight that Roger Rabbit sequel while you're at it.
You'll have a deck, Devin.
My new car is an Adam, so be sure to say hi when my tour comes to town. It's me, the Fat Boys, and Digital Underground. Humpty said, yo, Luke Ski, it's time to bust around. So I gave 3/4, 3 singles at a time.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
Anything less would be putrid squalor.
I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar, a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
When you say Mars, I say con. 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 When I say wrath of, you say con. Wrath of.
Con.
Wrath of.
Con.
When I say dad, you say mom. Dad.
Mom.
Dad.
Mom.
When I say X, you say con. X.
Con.
X.
Con.
When I say Decepta, you say con. Decepta.
Con.
Decepta.
Con.
I say con, you say con. Con.
Con.
Con.
Scooter Picnic and Lindsay Smith, everybody!
But I want to do a song for you now that I wrote for the girl that I almost married 9 years ago, and it didn't happen. And it was her fault. And I wrote this song for her right after we broke up, and, well, actually, some historians out there will be confused, because it's been more like 14 years, I think, but... I wrote this song after we broke up, and I want to share it with you. And I wrote it right after the breakup, so it might sound bitter. So I'm going to say ahead of time, if you're out there and you're in a happy relationship or you're happily married or just, you know, if you love the person that you're here with this weekend, fuck you, because it's kind of more my experience with the whole thing. So here we go. Song for my ex-girlfriend, and I hope you enjoy it. Before I do this song, this is an odd request. I have a request. I have an album that I grew up with. It's James Taylor live album, and every time he starts one of his songs, he'll do the first couple of chords, and everybody recognizes it as their favorite song or whatever, and you'll hear this huge applause. And I know that probably the majority of people here have never heard any of this shit before, but I thought it'd be great, if you don't mind, if we could recreate that moment right now. maybe like we could start it again, and if you can give me that little bit of recognition applause once the song starts, maybe we'll feel like we're really at one of these rock concerts, you know? Maybe some people out there, you know, will be like, oh, let's put our lightsabers down and go see what's going on, or maybe some of the hunting people, but maybe we'll bring people together. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, so we'll pretend like I'm just starting right now. So here we go. And this is your favorite song. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Yeah, this is a little song I want to do for you that I wrote for my ex-girlfriend. And if you're happily married, fuck you. But this is a song that I wrote for her, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Abused when she was younger, and her father never up and ran away. And even though her family gave her all the love she needs, somehow she's a bitch anyway. You guys know her too, apparently. That's awesome. Me, I tried to be her shining hero. I said I love you 2,000 fucking times a day. Sorry about all the F words here. I showered her with presents bought from the finest shops in town. But somehow she's a bitch anyway. And then when I tell her my funny little stories, she'd say, well, I guess you had to be there. I told her my story about the elevator. She said it sucks. And when the evening news shows homeless people, she says it's their own damn fault. But then she hits me up for 50 bucks. Somehow she's a bitch anyway. Yeah. I'm sorry. I this is a personal thing. I always get a little emotional at this point in the song, so I apologize. Hold on, I can do this though. She's a fuck. Can bitch anyway. Thank you. Thanks. Sorry about the emotional release at the end of that. But, you know, it's funny. I did that on Comedy Central on a special. And I did that ending, and I guess they didn't really know how to censor that, so you just see this long beep. It's just like, she's a bee, and I'm like, white man, bee. Anyway.
Cirque du so what? Assemble!
No, I'm in this too.
Hey, why don't you grab a mic over there?
Hey.
To be honest, I think we only have Cirque what at this point, and Kyle will be Cirque to co what?
This is Cirque I don't know. Okay, pinch hitting for Devo Spice is TV's Kyle. You know, because we look so much alike. Pinch hitting for a Shoebox of Worm Quartet is this script that he wrote of a new sketch you haven't heard yet.
And neither have I.
You know what would have been great? If we had rehearsed this once at all this weekend, it'll be fine.
Nah, we don't need to do that.
So everyone pretend that this is a phone. Okay.
Who am I?
There's three parts and one of them says narrator. Who do you think you are?
I have to explain something. I'm a professional voice actor and I deal with scripts every single day for work. I get up here and I go, which one am I? Oh.
Timothy
Joe.
V-O.
That's me.
All right.
Hey, did you want to order an egg?
Do I ever? Just let me dial the Egg Hut on my phone.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
My phone just exploded 9 times.
Huh, a phone should not explode 9 times.
Does your phone explode 9 times? You need Best Phone. Best Phone. It's available, and you can have one. You're dumb for not having one. But hey, even though you're dumb, you can have one anyway. Here, take this one. It's available. Here.
Best Phone, huh? I wonder if it's available.
Yes, it's available, and you can have one.
Even if I'm dumb?
Best Phone is available even to those who are dumb.
I'm not sure.
Yes, you are.
Okay, but can I have one?
Yes, you can have one. This is due to its availability.
Excellent. I'll have a Best Phone.
Here, take this one.
Wow, this is certainly a phone, and note how it isn't exploding 9 times.
I noticed right away. Now how about that egg?
Oh, I forgot all about the egg, because I'm dumb.
But you can still have one.
The egg or Best Phone?
Oh, I hate you so very much.
Best Phone. It doesn't explode 9 times. Egg not included.
Thank you, Kyle, for the assist. No!
In Spanish this time.
And now...
Los huevos no son incluado.
Omelette du fromage. Hey, go around meeting people. Hey, omelette du fromage.
Hey, omelette du fromage.
Back again because of bloody favoritism. It's Cornflake!
Hey! Aw... Don't cheer for me. You're the ones who are all awesome.
Don't cheer for me, Argentina.
And Chris is awesome for helping me out with this. Thank you, Mr. Power Salad.
Okay.
Oh. Oh my.
Okay.
You ready? Well, I like my toenails, but I like yours too. You could give me your toenails, then I'd have part of you. But if you have to keep your toenails, could you clip one or two? A clipping or two would do. And I like my haircut, but I like yours too. You could give me your haircut, then I'd be cute as you. But if you can't spare your haircut, could I have a strand or two? A strand or two would do. And I like my uncle, but I like yours too. You could give me your uncle, and then I'd have your uncle. If you have to keep your uncle, could I have an aunt or two? Sure, an aunt or two would do. And I like my brain cells, but I like yours too. You could give me your brain cells, then I'd be smart as you. But if you need all those brain cells, could I have a thought or two? A thought or two would do. Last verse. And I like my PJs, but I like yours too. You could give me your PJs, you could sleep in the nude. I didn't want to picture that, and now I can't unsee it. Perhaps a sock or two? Yes, a sock or two would do.
All right. Hey, you want to hit the lights behind you over there?
Okay.
All right. We're going to end this with Power Salad, but I would like to request to all of the main stage MarsCon Dementia Track acts, could you all please join us on stage? We need a whole lot of backup singers for this one. Whew, let's grab a few microphones, set them up where everybody will miscellaneously be.
I'm going to need one for the guitar.
Yeah, I'll give you this one.
Whoa! All right. We're also going to need a pick. All right, kids.
All right, we have a theme going here. There are many themes going on. Of course, time is the key. And speaking of time, over 40 years, oh my gosh, since the beginning of the Dr. Demento show. Yes. And we've got some brand new friends that have been here with us, hanging with us all weekend. The folks from Meet Morp Studios from the LA area have been here all weekend filming the festivities at MarsCon for an upcoming documentary, Under the Smogberry Trees, the true story of Dr. Demento and Mr. Hansen. And of course, it helps to hear the guitar if this mic is near the guitar. Everything's a thing. And I wanted to really pay tribute as best I could to just, you know, give thanks and pay back and all that. So if you know it, sing it.
If you don't know it, you'll learn it.
If you don't know it, you're going to know it by the end. It can't, you know. Yeah. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Running fandom convention comedy music concert series is almost here!
Wow, MarsCon! Holy crap in a hat!
You guys make me feel like a rock star. Oh, you're so kind. I love it.
MarsCon 2015 is March 6th through 8th at our new location, the Hilton Minneapolis St. Paul Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, just across the highway from the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport and across the street from the Crown Plaza where MarsCon used to be for 8 years.
Let me ask you a question. Is this a rifle or a keytar? You guys are smarter than the Delta baggage claim. Thank you.
So which comedy musicians are coming to perform in the Dementia Track this year, you ask? Well, first of all, sponsored by DementiaRadio.org, there's MarsCon 2014's music guest of honor, Rob Paravonian.
I know I'm getting really bored.
Performing for the first time at MarsCon, it's all of Sponge Awareness Foundation.
And I was terrified by what he said. Greg Brady wants me dead.
And returning for the first time since 2005, it's Tony Goldmark.
The guy on TV's not happy.
Not happy.
The guy on TV's still not happy.
Other returning favorites performing on the main stage include Carrie Dalby, Devo Spice, Mikey Mason, Worm Quartet, The Great Luke Ski, TV's Kyle, and Power Salad.
If you're down with Power Salad, say Tile!
And whether you're attending MarsCon this year or not, you can help out the Dementia Track by ordering the MarsCon 2015 Dementia Track fundraiser album.
I've had like 10 years to memorize the word for this, so I started last week, and I...
Available to purchase in both CD and MP3 formats, I have once again compiled almost 4 hours of excerpts from all of MarsCon 2014's live main stage concerts and the Dementia Fan Showcase.
I'm tired of pretending I don't like spaghetti.
The funds raised will go towards covering the hotel room costs for the Dementia Track main stage concert performers this year, as well as to cover the fees for our huge Table 27 merch table.
Kissed by a Dinosaur, coming up on CBS.
This year's collection includes live comedy and music by Possible Oscar, Power Salad, TV's Kyle, Scooter Picnic, Insane Ian, Worm Quartet, Ken, Madman Sherlock, Durwood Bowen, Carl Brown, Carrie Dalby, Earl Wingard Lucas, Devo Spice, The Great Luke Ski, Lindsay Carosa, Henry Phillips, Beth Kinderman and the player characters, Mikey Mason, Cornflake, Half of Saf, Circus of What, The Feng Shui Ninjas, and the all-powerful Nate... I meant DJ Particle. Sorry, I always get those two confused.
Look like a 5-foot-tall lesbian?
You can get the 3-CD set with instant MP3 download for just $30, or you can get the MP3 download-only version for $20. Available right now from the fundraiser shop page at MarsConDementia.com, along with many of our previous year's live music collections.
Look, some of you know, I'm going to tell you like I told my ex-wife. It's going to go a lot faster if you just participate, okay?
Other MarsCon 2015 Dementia Track-related stuff happening this year includes the Space Oddity Music Club and Brew Pub, another episode of Dementia SmackDown Wrestling, Dementia Water Aerobics with Cornflake, an episode of The Flopcast with Kevin and Cornflake recorded live, The Funk Jukebox, and we'll close the weekend with a traditional Dementia SmackDown concert.
You know what would have been great? If we had rehearsed this once at all this weekend.
It'll be fine.
Nah, we don't need to do that.
And don't forget, the Dementia Track is only one part of MarsCon. They have great programming on science, media, fantasy, art, costuming, and geekery of all sorts. This year's guests of honor include actor guest of honor Spice Williams Crosby, author guest of honor Lyda Morehouse, artist guest of honor Robert Odegaard, prop master guest of honor Dave Duca, gaming guest of honor Eric Weil, and fan guest of honor Richard Tetchy.
And now, for my last and final piece, I have a surprise. Yes, last and final. Shut up, Ian.
That never gets old, does it?
It's $50 for a weekend badge until January 31st. After that, it'll be $65 at the door. Go to MarsCon.org for more information and to pre-register.
Ladies and gentlemen, guitar pick broke in half.
You rocked it!
So there you have it, folks. The lowdown on the MarsCon 2015 Dementia Track. Remember, you can order the fundraiser CDs and MP3s at the fundraiser shop page of MarsConDementia.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you all at MarsCon 2015.
All right, let's keep it as loud as we possibly can. I want the Hunter Convention over there. I want them to send a representative over here and say, shh, be very, very quiet.
Cat biscuits, what do they mean? Cat
cat biscuits, what did they? Ah, she closed the chat window.